Now, as the Dark Knights return, insurance claims for burglaries are set to soar, with one recorded every 4 minutes throughout November on average. Now, why is November such a popular month for burglaries, and what can we do to minimise the risk? Well, I'm joined now by Michael Fraser, who's TV presenter with BBC's Beat the Burglar and also a home security expert. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Simon.
Hi. These are stark statistics, aren't they, especially for November?
Yes, they are. But what it was, Churchill Home Insurance decided to do a survey just to see what the trends are. And what you find is November, it's the start of the dark nights. So you get the opportunists going out thinking he's not going to be recognised or seen. He can hide around the back of trees or hedges or over the fence. And what he's doing is just looking at properties where we've got the lights on. We haven't got the window obscured, no blinds. People can see straight in. And he's looking at that as a weakness in our security. And so he's attempting to break in, not when we're there.
So how organised are burglars then? I mean, how much, preparation do they put into their burglaries?
Nothing. It's opportunists. Mm. What they're doing is looking for that opportunity. The sad thing is, Simon, we tend to not think about home security. If people started thinking like the burglar, you would protect more of your property than we actually do at the moment.
A lot of our audience are visually impaired, Michael, so you know some of the obvious things, looking out for a stranger hanging about outside is perhaps not the easiest thing to do.
No, it's not, but you've got lots of other things you can do. Having two locks on the front door, that is very good, because most people have just a cylinder lock. That doesn't protect the door. Putting a cage on the letterbox of the inside of the door, that stops letterbox fishing, where they put a pole through and pick keys up off the side table or your handbag off the stairs. They'll lift it up like that. Around the back of properties, if the front looks weak, the back is usually weaker. So it's things like don't put the calendar up that pointing at the kitchen window saying what days you're out, being able to lock doors and take the keys out, photograph every room in the property so you can identify things when they've turned the place upside down. Just keep a lookout for your neighbours. It's good to have a social networking where you're talking to other neighbours and you know who's around or people who are just strange to the area. It's all these things that we do that protects our property. And also, look at your house as a burglar. So where would you get in? Pretend you've lost your keys. How would you get in? And believe you me, the opportunist burglar knows these ways straight away.
And I suppose with the build-up to Christmas as well, it could be rich pickings, couldn't it?
It's sad because come Christmas, and I don't know why, people put Christmas trees up in the window with their presents around there, and that really does entice the opportunists to break in and steal the presents. If we obscured it, it would be fantastic. Then we're not going to be a target. And also, after Christmas, don't put the boxes out saying, oh yeah, we had a plasma LED 56-inch TV. Destroy the box. So just think how a burglar thinks, and honestly it will change everything about these figures, and that's what I would love.
And sometimes the parents not perhaps tell their kids about this, and can they pick up secrets from kids and their behaviour?
It's difficult. It is difficult. It is more about, you know, you usually find people who are bored or they're trying to get a quick bit of money, or sometimes it's drugs and they'll steal anything, they'll just get anything they possibly can, and they're in and out, and a burglary can be committed in less than a minute, so they're in and out. And today we've got so much technology, they're looking for the lighter things to take, the iPhones, the iPads, the iPods, anything that's small and that can take and sell on very quickly. And the sad thing is, even though it's useful to you and all your information's in it, they sell it for £10.
Yeah, I mean, I used to live in a house up and downstairs. I live in a flat now, so it's not the same. But I always used to take my wallet upstairs at night. I used to take my car keys.
That's good.
All these sort of things. And my partner at the time, she didn't quite understand it, but sadly, she did actually get burglarised one time. They must have been watching the kids had come back from holiday, and they came up in the morning and all the cases were out in the garden, all tipped out, and they had no idea, and it's a horrible thought.
It's vile. People don't realise the emotional impact when you have a burglary. Nobody knows it unless they've gone through it themselves. And that's the sad part, because people who have been burgled, that's when they start looking at the security. That's when they start trying to protect themselves. Whereas if we can get people to do that straight away, you won't have these sort of statistics flying around every November.
What about home security, electronics and things? Are things a bit cheaper now?
They are a hell of a lot cheaper. The systems that you can put up, a CCTV, so it picks up. If someone comes onto your property, it'll pick up a 10-second video. You can identify them, and that goes straight to your mobile phone, and you can see that and react to it. Get a neighbour, get the police, whatever. And it gives you that 10-second video to say someone's on your property. And I love that system.
And do you recommend having the lights out that come on when people move or there's movement?
Yes, I do. I do. I think that's a good system. I also, you're on about the outdoor light ones.
Yeah.
I think they're brilliant because they do light it up. It has the effect, because if a light does come on, okay, I'm not saying it won't still burgle, but if the light comes on, it makes them a little bit more aware, because they're thinking, whoa, they know something about security. So it puts them off. Anything you do that can put them off is a good thing.
And the other thing, I think, and we've mentioned this before, but it's social media, what you tell online as well.
Oh, unbelievable. People put online, oh, we're just on our way on holiday. They've already put their location up where they are, so people know where they are, and they're going on holiday. They come back, they find their place burgled. But I'm not saying it about all taxi drivers, but people jump in a taxi. Oh, yeah, we're going on holiday. He's just picked you up from your property. Takes you to the airport, your name tag's on there, giving your address. People walk around airports taking photographs of suitcases with the address on, because people are on their way on holiday. Then they go on social media. Yeah, here I am up Mount whatever. And they come back and find their property's been robbed.
So we really need to sort of just think differently, don't we?
Well, you can go on social media. If you need to boast about your holiday, do it when you come back.
I was just meaning, though, you know, that whole way where we I think we tend to be a bit trusting or naive, don't we? It won't happen to us.
It's naive.
Insurance, can that be cheaper if you've got a much better secured house?
Well, it's difficult me to answer on behalf of insurance companies. What I like and what I'm passionate about is that, obviously, if you're taking the security precautions, surely your insurance company will look at you as a good risk, and that's what's important.
So where can we get some good tips then on making ourselves safe?
If you go on the web and put in churchill.com, you'll find all the information you want on there.
Michael Fraser, a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you.
And you. Thank you very much, Simon. Thank you.